النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, let us sing thanks to our beloved. Let us first of all, that's only the first reason of my muslih, that I've been given the honor to give this talk for which I am now not capable of. So make me mark if I stutter along the way. First of all, we need to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that He's given us. And the greatest favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is this gift and favor of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima is what would ultimately be whether it will be for us eternal success or eternal damnation. And this is such a great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that most of us don't show appreciation towards this kalima. And one of the other favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, He has given us, allowed us to be here present to read our Asr Salah wa Jama'ah. On such a mubarak day of Jumu'ah, on such a mubarak time of the Asr. We've just read, done that 80 durood of reciting Salat and Salawat upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, the one who recites 80 times of the Asr Salah, 80 years of his sins are forgiven. And not only that, 80 years of reward are given towards him. So how much of us can even say we have to live for 80 years? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much and so much favor. And alhamdulillah, we were so lucky that this area of PE, the Mandela Bay, was able to host the Ijtima also 2 weeks ago. And if we look at all the talks that were going on, it was all based on bringing the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in power. They were over and over every bayan, yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is our Raziq? Who is our Khaliq? And this is what we need to bring into our lives. We need to realize who is it that created this dunya? Illa Allah. Nobody but Allah. Who created Adam alayhi salam? Illa Allah. Allah. When Nuh alayhi salam, when the floods came, who kept Nuh alayhi salam safe in the ark? Illa Allah. Nobody but Allah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, who kept the fire cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam? Illa Allah. Only Allah. Who gave Isa alayhi salam the commission to bring the dead to life? Illa Allah. This is the word that needs to be coming, Illa Allah, in our heart, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Who allowed our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to split the moon by pointing the finger at it? Illa Allah. Only Allah does. Everything is done with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who created us? Not our parents. Illa Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our wealth, everything that we have, where does it come from? Illa Allah. The one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us everything that we have. So who is the person that we need to show shukr to and show gratitude towards? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one thinking of this illallah when I was studying. And we went on Jama'at, we used to go on the 24 hours Jama'at that time, and we went into a locality. And we came across a few brothers who had a small store, very small flea market type of store. And they were revert Muslims, so they were new Muslims. So they had these chips that they would sell for 1 rand and sweets for 50 cents. So we being Students of Deen, Amidar, Umum went to them. We thought, okay, hey, we'll go speak to them. Let them take us, make some ulafa tonight. So we asked him, can one or two of you just come with us to meet some other brothers in this locality? There was about three or four of them. All of them said, we are ready. They covered that stall immediately, and then they said, come. So four of them, three or four of them got up and took a few of us. Because why? They know that their risk is coming from only one place. Illallah. Then another incident happened at the same time that we were gone out. That made me realize, we think we are studying deen, or we know more than the next person, or we are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach somebody something. We are going there for ourselves to learn. And then opposite the way the school was, they were busy building a big park. So a few of my colleagues who were with, they mentioned to them, Alhamdulillah, you're lucky. They're building a big park here. Soon enough, business will boom now, because more people will use the park. Brother, shukri zillah. See, this becomes a place for our youth to come and drink, for our youth to come and do drugs, and for our youth to come and do how much other wrongs. Where was my mind thinking? Business? Huh? Where was my acting? Who is the person that is the Razi? Illallah. That's why this gift of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Allah. We sometimes don't understand this kalima. We, most of us, it's either through our parents, grandparents, that we are Muslim. Look at some of the rivers now. Allah. They become better Muslims than me and you have been Muslims for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years. Because they appreciate this kalima, la ilaha illallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a doer. And this deen did not come easy to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through so much struggle, so much suffering. We know in Taif how they felt it in that his shoes were clogged with blood. Our Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. What struggles they went through. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was made to lie in the hot sand. Boulders put on him. Tell him, forsake this deen. What is coming out of him? Ahad, ahad. Illallah. He knows that his success only lies in this. When Abdullah bin Khalifa radiallahu anhu was brought, when they were captured, and they were brought into the court of the Roman king. And the Roman king tells him, forsake this deen of yours. And become a Christian. He tells him, what is his reply? He says, no, what I have is better than what you are offering. Because he knows what this kalima is. It's eternal success. What does the king then offer him? The king tells him, no, okay. I will give you half of my kingdom. This Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who is in shackles, knowing that death is probably coming, smiles and says, even if you have to give me the whole of your kingdom, Allah would never forsake this deen. The king gets angry. The king calls his soldiers, telling him, hang him up. They bring the noose, they tie it around his neck. They tell him, the king orders, while they're tying him up, shoot him with arrows. Shoot him in his hand, injure him, let's make him scared. So they shoot him. King brings him back down. Forsake your deen. Stoma. Only on this, illallah. He knows the success lies in this here. What do they do after that? The king orders, let a cauldron of boiling oil be brought. Then they bring two Muslim prisoners. Allah. And they say, throw them into the sea. Just imagine, put yourself in his shoes. He's having to witness his brothers going to be thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil. Allah. But he knows that his success only lies in la ilaha illallah. Now they throw the two Muslim brothers, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, into the oil. And he's smelling their flesh. He's hearing their cries. And they die in the state. And yet still he sticks to illallah, la ilaha illallah. And then what the king says, take him now, take Abdullah radiallahu anhu, take him towards the cauldron, throw him in. And as they take him, what happens? Tears begin to flow from his eyes. So the king thinks, what is this old witness seeing? Is he getting scared now? Is he changing his mind? I can call him back. He says, why is it that we see tears? Is it death that you fear? He says, it is not death that I fear. It is that I only have this one life to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had 1,000 lives, I'd give each and every one of them to the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our heroes. This should be our heroes. Have we got the pain in our heart of our next Muslim brother? We nowadays call nafsi nafsi. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ummati, ummati. In the area where I come from, the main node has become what we would call in Cape Town, we say, the Bayesco and Macy's Occupy. It's all the prostitutes along with the river. Half of those ladies are Muslim. Young women. So some of the locals decided how we're going to stop this, because with that it brings drugs, it brings all other bad things in elements as well into the community. So they said, let's walk down the road and let's be a deterrent. The people won't pick them up because they're stopped. But automatically what happened? Once they pass, the ladies come back. Why is this? We must also think, what are we doing? Do we have the pain in our heart of our Muslim sisters? Are we crying for them? Are we making dua for them? It's all nafsi, 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 nafsi. One brother also, alhamdulillah, an elder brother, he related this qissa to me. He was driving towards Masjid for Maghrib Salah, so he was late. And he saw now this prostitute standing on, but it was a lady in abaya. And it was a lady that he knew. But he is rushing to Masjid and he's thinking, Allah, but why is this lady coming to this place? To stand here can only be for one thing, but he's late for salah. So he rushes to the masjid, he makes his salah. And he says, he had this worry the whole time of him. He comes out to me, he says, please, Ya Allah, make it such a nobody has picked up this woman yet. And as he comes back out, another car pulls up in front of this lady, he says he don't know what happened. But he just pulled his car in front of his car. And he told this lady, and the lady recognizes him now. And she says, Buddha. No, you know, does she need? So he says, no, get in this car now. He says, whatever you need, whether it be for drugs or something, but I will give you that money. Do not sell your body. This is our sisters out there. Our sisters out there. This is the state of the Ummah at the moment. But have we got this worry? Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, what's the fadilah of him? Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out a delegation, and from this delegation was Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, was part of this delegation. So being the day of Jummah, also today, it was the day of Jummah alayhi as well. So Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, a blessed day like this, the day of Jummah, he'll stay behind, he'll catch up with the delegation, so that he's able to read Jummah Salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he stays behind. He reads Salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Jumu'ah realized that he's told, he said, ask him, why have you not left the morning with us at dedication? He says, no, to have the honor of reading Salah behind Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, you will never be able to attain the reward of those that have left this world. For those of us who guard in the path of Allah, this deen of Allah, to uplift the deen of Allah, Allah Akbar. How much reward is there for this? Innumerable, we can't count it. When figures are given, when they say 70 for this, that is for us to understand. Allah Ta'ala's bounty is Allah Akbar, we can't even put it. Allah will explain it. So have we got this worry? Have we got this worry in our hearts? That similar like we came here. It's not our health. Not our wealth, not our cause that brought us here. It is only Allah. We know we need to realize it. It's not our business. nothing else. It's only Allah that does give hikmah. Someone like read of the root of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's just thinking of it as a recitement. Is that the minimum? That's the minimum, bare minimum, since salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the struggles he went through, for us, for this deen to have reached us. And how fortunate this kingdom is, he's speaking out. 2 weeks ago, the Ijtima, alhamdulillah, having a chance again today, for this weekend here, for us to take benefit. As they mentioned it in the Ijtima. Don't let one be given preference over another. They are all like partners supporting one another. Whether it be Maktab, whether it be Halka, whether it be those in the Darul Uloom, the teachers there. And you doing the work of Tabligh, if somebody else, if you had to take the person away and say no, come out of your Darul Uloom, or come out of your Halka, or come out of your Maktab, who is going to do that work? These are all pillars that are keeping the. And what is it just to attain the ma'arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just illallah. You know the virtues of reading La ilaha illallah 100 times in years in Jama'at as well? Person's face will be on the day of Qiyamah like 14th moon shining. What does that mean? That means we've got success. This kalima. Some ulama have said that the tafsir of this, the meaning of this is meaning that it will prevent us from committing sin. And how much of us are drowning in sin. Now, fortunate of you. One brother sitting in his majma, that whenever I see him, alhamdulillah, he's only been out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it was in Bangladesh, whether it was in the Utena Ijtima, whether it's here, whether it was in Cape Town, he's only been out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is because his brother has this worry in his heart. He has a worry of the Ummah. And not the worry of nafsi, nafsi. And that is what we must all try and do. And if this becomes a barrier for sins by this kalima and this yaqeen coming in our heart, Allah will be very successful. We are truly, truly successful. And sin is such a thing, shaitan comes and he will trick you with sins. We're thinking, no, I'm out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan comes to me. I'm sitting in the hanka, shaitan. Shaitan is looking for any means to get at you. I've done this with the youth group just to show an example. I told them, all of you close your eyes. And then just to cause a bit of a diversion, I said, hey, they all opened their eyes. I said, see, that's Muhammad was close your eyes, and actually told him, I'll tell you when to open it. But I said, hey, when it opens. I said, some of the shaitan is such. He's so sly. You don't know how he's going to come and get you. And then when he gets you, he gets you. Let's commit the worst and worst and worst. We were sitting and taking imtihan not too long ago. And it was a young, very young girl. This girl must have been 7. And they were taking the maktab, taking the imtihan. So the muallim sent the letter in. So I don't know what the note was to the person taking the imtihan. The person just was. So the moment the girl leaves, the muallim, the supervisor says, you know what? This letter just came to say, go easy on her. Why? Because the father raped her 2 weeks ago. And a father was just put in jail now. What has happened to that family now? A wife has lost her husband, a child has lost the father, has lost the innocent, has lost everything. This is shaitan waiting to get at us. Waiting to get at us. And I regularly speak on this. People think, why I put Ghadul Basar with regards to lowering your hands. It is only bad that can come from it. Only bad. There are some things they say when you go out in the marketplace. Who are you? You know, all those things are there nowadays. You see all the adverts up there. What's going to happen? We're going to pray in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're looking at the shaitan. That is our shaitan will get you. And what comes in the Quran? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't come close to zina. Meaning, don't look at that. Don't even look at that. Wahsh in Arabic is a wild animal. And fahisha fahsh means somebody does an action of a wild animal. That is what this father done to his child. That is what this father done to his child. An action worse than a wild animal. How much times you go out? You see, brothers, when we're going out, it's very important that we take this kalima la ilaha illallah. There are people that have probably gone a whole year not reciting this kalima. Whether it be a Muslim brother, you meet at the garage, whether it be a Muslim brother, you meet at the shop, you just tell them, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let them repeat. That moment, there could be the same moment in that person's life. Wallahi, we've seen it. How much people are not reading this kalima? They've forgotten what this kalima is. They've forgotten. We ask them to recite the kalima, they can't recite the kalima. Like I said, we need to have this pain in our heart. We need to have this worry for them. And then, inshallah, Allah ta'ala. And the ayat lies only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in your hands. But the other one with regards to Abdul Basra, the wording of the gaze, he saw this person, this young sheikh in America. He got into an elevator. So the elevator was going up. And as he came to a certain floor, the young woman got in. So we know the young woman dressed up for short, mini dress, all looking beautiful and happy. So now she's standing there, and him being a muttaqi person, he lowers his hands. So this becomes, she becomes irritated with us. Why is he not looking at me? Is there something wrong with me? So now she starts stomping her feet, making, trying to draw his attention. Finally, comes to the floor where she needs to disembark. She gets off, and she says nothing. And she says, is there something wrong with me? What is it? Am I that disgusting that you can't look at me? So now the person was caught, if you put yourself in that shoe, you're caught off guard as well, you didn't know what to say. So he's just, no, I'm married and my religion doesn't allow me to do this. Just that word. I'm married and my religion doesn't allow me to do this. Somehow those words has an effect on this lady. This lady tells him, okay, give me your phone number. If that was us, we'd think, oh, welcome. Yeah, we got the lady and saw this, what's our phone number? We didn't. She wants his phone number. So he gives his wife's phone number. And a month passes, gets a phone call from this lady. What does the lady say? She says, because of that action, I've accepted Islam. That is the That is dawah through our action, through us staying away from sin. That is dawah. So never, wherever we are, don't let it be when we are out only in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're going for our 3 days, when we're going for our 40 days, when we're going for our 4 months. No. Every day, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that is how Islam spread. Through their actions. Not when only when they were going out. So wherever we are, whether it be in our business, wherever we are, first again, that's how we become a Muslim. And there's only one Allah. Even Allah. He is the dua of everything. Very, very important. So this inshallah will end with dua. Couldn't expect to speak that long. Like I said, we were first being done in the Muslim, my share. But Sayyidina must speak. And this is only for his barakah. But I've said these words. Without, I was caught off guard, this is traumatic. So inshallah, make that inshallah somehow this has been affected in our hearts. Somehow this has been affected in our hearts. Similarly, we know if we don't have our sheikh in Jamaat, that's it. Make your daily tasbih. Read La ilaha illallah 100 times. Very important. The benefit of it is there. See it now. Face will be like the 14th moon. On the day of Qiyamah. That will be a means of us being slain away from sin. And sin will lead to us our destruction. How much people, we know what they say, is not how you live, it's how you live. How much people, we got this kalima, we've got the, our whole life to lose this kalima. So the non-Muslim out there, he's got his whole life to find this kalima. We've got the whole life to lose this kalima. So very important, and it's only through effort. And constantly, constantly reciting this kalima. Let the reality come into our hearts. Spend your time around Allah. We had all our elders there now. I need to mention this. When, normally what we do is when a pious person passes away, we like, only afterwards, should have spent time with me. Then only all these qualities come out. I was sitting in Pakistan, in one halka there, and so they play Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's seated sometimes. And he was giving a bayan in Mauritius. And the people sitting in this khanqa were actually all crying. So I'm thinking to myself, why are they crying? The only reason can be is that they realized they never took full benefit from him while he was alive. And then what happened? This was the Urdu Bayan in Gibeon. So it was in Mauritius, I think, somehow. And then I heard the voice of a Muslim in English translation. Then I heard. And I realize, am I taking benefit of my Muslim, of my Shaykh? And that is our weakness. Whenever we have our ulama, our mashayikh coming, make an effort to worship with them. They, Allah, they will come on you, definitely, definitely. Inshallah, we dua that Allah Ta'ala, first of all, accept all those that are out in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You know, there's some brothers that are leaving tomorrow. Going back to Cape Town, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them and accept it from them, inshallah. Make it means of dying not only for Cape Town and peace, for the whole Ummah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala should accept from this humble person, inshallah. Make me realize my.